Hey, Chevra. So this week is the last of the Shiva de Nechemta, which means that we have to start doing tshuva afterwards. There's the three haftaras of tshuva that come after the Shiva de Nechemta. And the haftarah this week is Sos Asis Ba'ashem. It's Perek Samach Aleph, basically into the end of Perek Samach Aleph in Yeshaya, until a few psukim into Perek Samach Gimel of Yeshaya. Perek Samach base is like only 12 psukim. But that's the Haftarah of Sos Asis. Taisus points out in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph that the Nechama gets greater as we go through the Shiva de Nechemta. The beginning of the Shiva de Nechemta, we spoke about the Nechama is not so great, right? It's Nachamu Nachamu Ami. It's almost like you're being Menachem Avel. It doesn't really, we learned some halachos of how to be Menachem Avel, but it's really not that great of a nechama. As we go on in the Shiva de Nechemta, Vatomer Tzion, Azavani Hashem, right? It sounds like they don't really believe it, etc. I'll come back to that later. All of the Haftorahs are building up. Last week we read the Haftorah of, what's it called? Kumi Ori, which is about Mashiach. But even greater than that is the Nechama of Sos Asis Ba'Hashem. So what is so great about the Nechama of Sos Asis Ba'Hashem? So I'd like to give two things. One explanation is that throughout the Nechamas of Yeshaya, Klal Yisrael is disagreeing with Yeshaya HaNavi. Yeshaya is reporting the name of Hashem that, okay, you're going to have Nechama, and the people, they don't believe it. The people are responding, you know, I don't think that this Nechama is going to, it's not going to be real. They say, how is it going? That they don't accept the Nechama. They don't accept Nechama. I was looking, there's a pasuk in after of Nachamu also, when they don't accept the Nechama. Klal Yisrael are not accepting the Nechama that Ribbono Shel Olam is offering. And Ribbono Shel Olam kind of keeps on upping the ante. He's saying, I'm going to be with you, you'll have children, etc. And they still don't believe it. Finally, the only time that they really accept the Nechama is Sos Asis Ba'Hashem. I am happy, I'm joyous about the Geula that's happening. I believe it. I accept it with Simcha, Gevaldik. That is part of the real Nechama. Another part of the real Nechama, though, is the image of a woman that keeps on coming up throughout Tanakh, but there are different women that keep on appearing in Tanakh. So Eicha begins with Haisa Ka'almana, right? So you could have a Klal Yisrael is represented by an Almana who's missing her husband. She's lost. You can have a a woman, like we spoke about in the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is Yeshayahu Perek Samach Vav, Kilo Chola, right? Pischi Viranani Lo Chola, right? That means a woman who's in middle of childbirth, that she should begin to sing out, as it were. That's also a different image of a woman. It's a woman who's going through a different degree of pain. Unlike the almana, that the pain doesn't have a real end. There's certainly no positive outcome is expected. But the woman in the throes of childbirth is in pain, but there is a good thing that comes out of it. There's another image that Yeshayahu Hanavi has, that ke'ish asher imo tenachamenu, right? The image of the mother, and the mother provides comfort. The term rachmanis is obviously connected to the term rechem. The idea is that there's a degree of comfort that one gets from his or her mother. And that's also the image that comes up. The only time in Sefer Yeshayahu where we have the image of Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam as lovers is this perek. Yisos Asis Bashem, Tagel Nafshi Be'lokai, Kiho Bishani Pegde Yesha, Me'utzaka Yatani, I'm wearing beautiful clothing, Kechatan Yechahin Pe'er, V'chakala Tadakei Laha. Right? So this is already getting to Shir Hashirim land. We're getting to the image of lovers, and that's what the real Nechama is. That we've gone through all of these images of various women. The personification in Tanakh always seems to be of women. It's interesting, though, there are other places in Tanakh where there is a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael as a woman, but it's not as beautiful as this. Hosea, right? Hosea is like beautiful but frightening. No, it's like basically there's like a rape going on, and then they come back and oh yeah, very astikli olam, very astikli b'tzedek of mishpat. But Hosea Perek Beis is like a frightening image. Right, that it's love that emerges after a severe violation. But the Navi promises that, like, yeah, it's going to be an everlasting, permanent love. But it's a frightening thing. Shir HaShirim is the image of lovers, but it's an image of lovers that the circle never gets completed. Like, you imagine the end of Shir HaShirim is like, they're running through the fields and I'm chasing after her. She's chasing after me. We don't really connect. It's like the high point of Shir HaShirim is like, Yishakim and Shikos Pia right at the beginning. Like, that's when they're kissing on the lips. And then afterwards, they're just like chasing each other around and what's going on? The image in Tanakh, I think, of the relationship between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael as lovers in an everlasting, permanent way is Yeshaya Perek Samach Aleph, Samach Beis, the beginning of Samach Gimel. And that's the real Nechama that happens at Sos Asis Bashem, and that's the real Nechama that we recognize that our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be the relationship of real lovers, the Kruvim in the Kodesh Kadashim. Right? That's the relationship of Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. In, again, the Goyim always attack us because like it's overly sexual. But whatever you're going to say about it, that's precisely the point, right? The point of having everlasting love between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael described as this romance, I think that's what the genuine Nechama is, and that's the Haftarah of this week. Okay. Questions, comments, observations?